we see the success of people, but we don't see the work and the boring stuff that came underneath. We can talk about the boring things, about the specific things you need to do all day until you're blue in the face. But if you're not doing that stuff, it's a waste of time. That's what's eventually going to allow you to be successful. It's a bunch of little boring things piled on top of each other for a long period of time. And eventually you're going to get it and people are going to call you lucky. Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. Today, we wanted to remind you and us of an incredibly important truth. In fact, it's the secret to success. Hands down, full stop. So listen up, kids. The secret to success. Success comes from the boring stuff. Period. This is true in every aspect of life. It's definitely true in trading. So today, we wanted to give you a bit of a reminder of that. Maybe you won't learn anything that you didn't know, but you might need this reminder, because I know that I need this reminder that success comes from the boring things. Jordan, what's up?
Hey, Levi, not much. And yeah, when you mentioned the boring stuff, my first reaction is like roll my eyes and go, right? Because it's the boring stuff. But no, you're absolutely right. When you talk about the boring stuff, I think the Instagram, Facebook generation, right? So the past has made life seem so exciting, right? Influencers, who their only job is to essentially just be excited, right? Have made the entire world seem to think that daily life is just one big adventure. And I'm sorry to tell you this, but real life is not that way. Real life is boring. And so I'm excited to see what you have to share with this, because I gotta say, the more I think about it, I think you're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just thinking, I mean, literally every aspect. So think a really beautiful building. Well, the thing that makes the beautiful building possible is the really boring engineering and concrete and rebar and stuff underneath, right? You see Steph Curry sinking threes, right? Out in court, shooting a bunch of shots. I guess for the people who don't know who Steph Curry is, playing basketball. But you don't see the hundreds of practice shots, literally hundreds of practice shots he takes every day, right? The work in the gym, the conditioning, all that stuff. Like, I love your example of social media, because I think that's made it worse. We constantly see the highs, and the interconnectedness of the world has made us really, really like the highs are very visible. So we turn on social media and you see the highs, of people's lives. Everything you see is a version of the best thing possible that you can see, and you don't see what came underneath it. And so I wanted to bring this up today because I was reminded of this myself, in that I get lazy sometimes with journaling, with whatever, right? With the stuff, with the boring things that come with trading. And I get lazy with it. But the question that you need to, and I'm sure I'm not alone on this, so the question you need to be asking yourself, if you're not doing the boring things, right? If you're not doing them, then why should you be successful, right? Like we ask ourselves all the time, oh man, why am I failing? Why am I not good? So on and so forth. And it's like, well, are you doing the things underneath that would make you good? And if the question is no, then you're just lying to yourself. And again, I'm talking to me right now. I'm talking to me, because we see the success of people, but we don't see the work and the boring stuff that came underneath. And we can talk about the boring things, about the, you know, the specific things you need to do all day until you're blue in the face. We've talked about journaling. We've talked about, you know, all this different stuff. We've talked about the tools, but if you're not doing that stuff, then it's a waste of time, right?
I loved how you said that social media is the highlight reels, right? I would say the same thing going with anything trading, right? It's love. Like when you see traders, you're seeing their highlight reels, right? You're seeing the successful traders, you're seeing them put on trades, you're seeing them win, you're seeing them, talk about this and that and that. And that's great, but you're absolutely right. Those are the highlight reels. You're not seeing the years and the thousands of hours that they've put in, and you're not seeing the hours they put in every week studying their journal, analyzing the markets, getting ready for the week, checking the news, doing all the boring stuff. Like you miss all of that, charting, putting on their levels, and that is the boring stuff. But the boring stuff, as you said, is always what makes you successful. It's what makes everything. It's all the prep. The prep work is always what makes things successful. You look at any successful business guy, no one is successful overnight, right? Now it may look like overnight, and okay, maybe you could point some, but people don't just become successful overnight. They become successful because they've put in the thousands of hours, years, sometimes 10, 20, 30 years of work before they got to where they are, to be able to put themselves in such a situation where they can be wildly successful.
Yeah. The cool part about doing the boring stuff is that most people don't do the boring stuff. And because day trading is a zero-sum game and you're playing against other people, if most people don't do the boring stuff and you do, man, you have an advantage. You have a massive advantage, like right off the top. So that's why I wanted to talk about it, because, we can talk until we're blue in the face about all the different things you should do. But, the fact is, and we've talked about this before in an episode, about coaching yourself and doing the things you would coach yourself to, your own self to do. But in the day trading world, you mentioned a few of them: journaling, reviewing your journal, keeping track of your, the news, getting enough sleep. That's a big one. Getting rid of distractions during trading, all the boring stuff that allow you to be a good trader when all those pile together. Those are what you need to be doing. And if you're not doing them, then man, you have that could be seen as a bad thing, but it could also be seen as, hey, cool, you have immediate value add that you can do. And that's what's eventually going to allow you to be successful. It's a bunch of little boring things piled on top of each other for a long period of time. And eventually you're going to get it and people are going to call you lucky. And really it's not luck at all. It's just, a bunch of boring things done every day until they become habit. And eventually those change you and give you the success you're looking for.